When supervising remote education collides with jobs. I'm David Brancaccio. There is still no sign of an endgame in Washington in negotiations that might produce a new round of pandemic relief. Meanwhile, the most recent data from the Census Bureau's household survey found that during a 1 7-day stretch this month, 22 million people reported they did not have enough to eat either often or sometimes. And food banks, amid new demand, themselves need help. Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
Paco Velez oversees a food bank that serves four counties as the CEO of Feeding South Florida. And he says when the extra $600 a week in federal unemployment benefits expired at the end of July,
all of a sudden, overnight, we saw a 30% jump in our distributions.
Across the country, demand at food banks is up 60% over this time last year and has been for months, says Kate Leone of Feeding America.
At the same time, we're looking at less food coming in through federal programs through the food bank system.
One of those, under the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, initially provided 160 truckloads a week of food to Feeding South Florida, Velez says. Now that's down to 60 truckloads, and the program is set to end this month. And he is concerned because already
we don't have enough food to get it to those families.
And he says Feeding South Florida is having to go out and ask for more donations to purchase food. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
23 minutes into the trading day, the Dow is up 34 points, 0.1%. S&P up 0.2%. The NASDAQ is down 0.2%. Interest rates are still low, but trending upward this month. The benchmark 10-year rate is at 0.86% now. The demands of remote schooling are hitting working parents hard. According to results of our latest Marketplace Edison research poll, nearly 20% of parents with kids learning at home told us they've had to take a leave of absence or quit their job. From the Workplace Culture Desk, here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
Kelly Newman has put a big old flow chart on the wall of her New Jersey home to keep her six kids' schedules straight.
KK and the boys are in school in person.
Yes.
Benny and Cha are online.
She and her wife, Rachel, have a 9-month-old, twin 3-year-olds, an 8-year-old, and twin 9-year-olds. Several of the kids have special needs. They're going to school half days, a couple days a week, then learning online, going to therapy, all at different times and places.
Oh my God, it's just like yelling at kids all day long. That's all I do.
Before the pandemic, nannies made it possible for both parents to work full time. Newman is a family law attorney. Rachel is a teacher. They can't afford help now, and much as they tried to split the childcare between them, it wasn't working.
I can't be like, oh, judge, I'm sorry, I can't have that hearing that day. My boys have to go to PT.
So in July, Newman quit her job. She'd lost most of her clients while out on extended family leave, and they needed the strong benefits Rachel's teaching job provides.
It was like, I can't afford to go to work.
865,000 women dropped out of the labor force in September, four times the number of men. Women still earn less than men, so in heterosexual households, it often makes the most sense for mothers to sacrifice work to care for family. Betsy Stevenson is an economist at the University of Michigan. She says once parents pull back from work, they can fall behind forever.
You're just not put on the same kind of track, and you're not given the same kind of access to promotions and raises.
Taking a break can also contribute to perceptions that mothers aren't as dedicated to work. But Stevenson hopes the pandemic could be a turning point.
When you go to interview for a job and you've got that, you know, COVID blank on your CV, it's not going to be that unusual.
Kelly Newman in New Jersey hopes to start her own law practice when things go back to normal. But right now, that feels far away.
Having advanced degrees does nothing for you if the economy isn't stable enough to allow you the ability to work hard.
She's now trying to get unemployment, but her application is tied up in appeals. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Walmart has pharmacies, and for years, federal authorities have been investigating if the retail chain bears some responsibility for the epidemic of opioid addiction in America. Now Walmart is suing the government, it seems preemptively. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here. This could be seen as Walmart suing to stop from getting sued someday?
Well, essentially, yes, David. Walmart says it wants a judge to clarify what the role of pharmacists should be under the Controlled Substances Act. That's the federal law that regulates addictive drugs. And as you kind of alluded to there, the context is that government agencies, local, state, and federal, have been looking into the roles various companies in the prescription drug supply chain have played in the opioid addiction epidemic, which we know has claimed some 450,000 lives, and that's up until 2018, the latest mortality data we have.
And Walmart is suing now because they feel this is coming to a head now?
Right. They are anticipating a move from federal authorities. Walmart says the Justice Department is threatening to sue, claiming that Walmart's pharmacies should have refused to fill certain opioid painkiller prescriptions. Now, Walmart says that kind of thinking puts its pharmacies between a rock and a hard place. Those are the company's words. Pressured by health agencies to fill lawful prescriptions and facing pressure from law enforcement to do the opposite in certain cases. So now it wants a federal judge to step in. And that's an unusual move and opposite the tack several other companies have been taking, either settling or talking about settling. And of course, the highest profile so far, probably Purdue Pharma, right? The maker of OxyContin, which just yesterday we reported agreed to an $8 billion settlement.
Right. Marketplace Nova Safo there. There's been days of hubbub about the European Union maybe banning the term veggie burgers because of the argument that burgers must be meat. Well, today, the EU Parliament rejected those proposals backed by the meat industry. Veggie burgers, vegan sausages, that kind of stuff can now still be sold as such in stores or listed on menus this way. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.